I'm very pleased to reintroduce all of you to Oliver Jones. Oliver Jones is a longtime reporter at People Magazine in its Los Angeles bureau, where he covers screen for People. That usually means celebrities who appear in films. He has also written for a great number of other journals, including Details, Variety, and others as a freelancer. He's an essayist, he's a poet, and the winner of the Glasscock Poetry Award, previously won by James Merrill, Sylvia Plath, and Gertrude Schnakenberg. This time, it was won by Oliver Jones. I think that was about, 1993 or so? We'll talk to Oliver about that and about the essay that he's going to be reading tomorrow night at the John Itzulis Gallery at 521 First Street. He's on the bill with local legend Joe Wenderoth as part of the Poetry Night reading series. Oliver Jones, welcome back to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Are you there, Oliver? I don't know. I just don't hear Oliver. Let me just see. Like what I did there. Good. Oliver, are you there?
I certainly am.
Welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Glad to be here, Dr. Andy. How's it going?
It's going really well. How are you?
I'm very happy. I'm in Davis, California. I think the first time to be reaching your radio telecast from the city from which it originates, and I'm looking forward to a exciting few days in Davis.
That's great. We've talked many times before, as you say, mostly with you in Los Angeles, but this time you've made the long drive up I-5 to actually perform here in the city of Davis at the John Itzulis Gallery for the part of the Poetry Night reading series.
Joe Wenderoth and I are going to take this town, bring this town down to its knees with some essays and some cutting witticisms Thursday night. I hope people can come by and take a look.
That's terrific. I just saw today a video that Joe Wenderoth shot in anticipation of this event, and he suggests that this may be his last performance ever. I hope his health's all right. I think he's bluffing, but either way, it'll be an important event. And what I'll do is I'll link to that video from the website of that Poetry Night reading series, which is poetryindavis.com.
Well, it's among my first, so it should be an exciting night of contrast for sure.
It'll be like a handoff.
Yeah, exactly.
The mantle will be passed.
And I'm sure if he really is calling his shot and walking off the court, then I'm sure it's going to be quite a memorable night. And I'm sure it won't end when the reading does.
Absolutely. And we should remind folks that this event starts at 8 o'clock, and our two featured performers will go until about 9. There may be time for a Q&A before we go to the break. Delightfully, I don't think either poet will have anything to sell, so it'll be all about the art. And then we'll go right over to the open mic. I was just talking to a comedian this afternoon who said that he may stop by. But there will also be poets and maybe other essayists, as well as an ukulele player. So a lot of great opportunities to hear a variety of voices this coming Thursday night, also known as tomorrow evening, starting at 8 at the John Itzulis Gallery.
I know I'm looking forward to it.
So tell us a little bit about the piece that you'll be reading. As you suggested before, you have not done many public readings of your essays.
Well, as you know, I realize I'm in the land of academics up here, but I'm a journalist working for People Magazine down in Los Angeles, so I don't get a lot of opportunities to strut my stuff with the Tweedy set up here, and I'm very excited about that. But the piece I'm going to read is very much in keeping with the season. It's a story about that most devilish of young people's rites of passage, the prom. It's from a book of essays called The Time of Our Life, edited by my friend in Brooklyn, Rob Spillman, and it features many essayists, including Walter Kern and your own creative writing professor here at UC Davis, Pam Houston, as well as myself and many others, sharing some of the harrowing and sometimes touching and sometimes just debauched tales of that you know, strange tuxedo night known as prom.
That's great. So you'll be reading a long essay, and
It's not that long. I mean, that really is not the most exciting way to introduce someone's essay. But yes, it's longish, and I actually went to two proms, so it's a two prom essay. You know, you could spike a shrimp with it if it was a fork.
Absolutely. Oliver Jones is my guest, and he's reaching us on the live line right here from the city of Davis, where tomorrow night he'll be reading from an essay that's not too long. What's the title of it?
The Last Time I Had Zinfandel, which makes me think that maybe we should have some pink wine at this event. Are we allowed to have such things, or will the coppers come in the helicopters and bust such activity up?
No, I don't think they'd bust that up because the John Atsoulis Gallery now has a liquor license.
Oh,
and
wow.
So they can card people and sell wine and beer to people of appropriate age at these Poetry Night events.
That's pretty exciting. Well, tell the garçon to bring something pink.
All right. I will. I'll talk to the maitre d' about that, and we'll see if that can be arranged.
It should be fun, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what Joe does and to playing off and working with Joe. He is a very exciting reader and a great presence here in Davis, and I'm looking forward to seeing what Davis has to offer me in these next few days. I'm going to paint the town, if not red, at least, like I said, light pink.
That sounds great. Well, I understand that some of the things that you have planned include visiting some of the favorite eateries in downtown Davis. I heard that there is a trivia contest at Ketmo Reed tonight. There's, of course, the poetry reading and an after party at DeVere's. The Davis Shakespeare Ensemble has a play that's playing this weekend. Davis Farmers Market this afternoon right after the radio show, and also Saturday morning. Lots of choices for people who want to soak up local culture.
It's like Mardi Gras.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. This is in addition to working a full-time job, I've also been a professor at Emerson College teaching entertainment journalism. So I haven't had many days off in a row in the last year or so. So I'm looking forward to a couple of days in a row where I, in theory, don't have to open my computer.
That's great. Well, we appreciate you spending those days up here in Davis, California.
Glad to be here. And I'm looking forward to, hopefully I will not end up arrested by the end of it all if things go well.
Sounds good. Just don't make any illegal U-turns and you should be fine.
Oh, is that what they're busting you on here in Davis these days? They're after the U-turners, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. That's how they pull you over and then they look at you very closely.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, I'm only making proper lefts and rights.
All right.
In this town. I'm glad I've been forewarned.
Yeah.
You don't take kindly to U-turners in Yolo County, young man.
That's exactly right. Well, Oliver Jones, I look forward to your performance tomorrow night with Joe Wenderaw. Thanks for appearing on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour, and I think that I'll see you soon.
I'm very excited to be talking to you, and I'm very excited to be here in Davis, and let's bring it on. And, hey, be sure to come by tomorrow. There's nothing that you have planned that's going to be better than this, so please stop by.
I think you're right. Thanks very much, and I'll see you soon.
Bye-bye. Bye.